The Juneau School Board is considering drug testing high school students in athletics and activities. The issue has emerged from growing concerns about prescription drug abuse among students. Elsewhere in Southeast, Sitka and Ketchikan schools already randomly test participants in extracurricular programs. KTOO's Rebecca Shear reports on the legal implications of implementing a similar policy in the capital city.
Among the community members most in favor of mandatory random drug testing are Juneau's high school coaches. One of them, Juneau Douglas football head Bill Chalmers, went so far as to warn the school board that he might resign if testing isn't put in place. But not all the coaches are quite as gung-ho.
I'm Gary Lanehart, and I think this is my 16th year of coaching soccer.
As a coach at JDHS, Lanehart understands how drug abuse can harm athletes.
You know them sometimes since they were 8, 9 years old. So as I watch some of these kids throughout my program and I watch what drugs has done to them, to not do something to try to help them just doesn't make sense.
But as a teacher of government and law, when he considers drug testing in schools,
I think it's an invasion of their privacy. I really do.
Technically, the U.S. Supreme Court considers drug testing of students through urinalysis a search. And of course, for a government search to be legal,
so, take out your constitutions. Let me give you the handout.
It has to comply with the U.S. Constitution. More specifically, with a little something called the Fourth Amendment. And as Lanehart noted in a recent U.S. government class, the point of the Fourth Amendment
is to protect people's privacy. From who?
The government.
From the government. Give me examples of the government that you're being protected from. You're looking at one.
Schools.
Yeah. Teachers. Administrators. So this school drug testing possibility is about whether or not your school can choose to violate your privacy.
Federal law decides whether a search is reasonable by weighing its invasion of personal privacy against its advancement of public interest. A 1985 U.S. Supreme Court case ruled that student searches are permissible only if school officials possess a reasonable suspicion that the search will reveal evidence of rule violations or illegal activity. And Lanehart's colleague, Leslie Dahl,
I'm head coach for the Juneau Douglas High School dance team,
believes rule violations and illegal activity abound when it comes to drug use among Juneau's youth.
I think epidemic is a pretty good description. I hardly can talk to anybody anymore that hasn't had a close personal situation, either a family member or a close friend or an athlete that they've coached or something that has had problems.
Which is why Dahl has joined forces with other coaches and community members in Taking Action, a grassroots effort urging the school board to implement random drug testing. Joining her is JDHS women's basketball coach Leslie Knight.
I interviewed 100 students just to see where they were at. Of the juniors and seniors, 100% said they knew someone in activity using. I also at that time interviewed a player currently in a sport who has used drugs and alcohol during a season, and I asked him, if you had known ahead of time you would be drug tested, would you have used? And he said, no.
Dahl and Knight know that some people worry about drug testing and personal privacy.
I've heard a lot of arguments about civil liberties and things.
But Dahl believes the law is on her side.
Supreme Court decision covers athletics in high school, so you can win that argument.
And technically, she's right. 1995's Vernonia School District versus Acton is the first case in which the highest court in the land approved random drug testing in schools.
An Oregon school district, Vernonia, essentially decided it had a problem. They had done an anonymous survey, and the numbers came back saying that, one, they had a drug problem, and two, that students in athletics seemed to be more involved in that problem than others. So they instituted drug testing.
And as Gary Lanehart explains, 5 years later, in Earls versus Tecumseh Public School District, the court upheld mandatory random drug testing for students in any extracurricular activity.
Not just athletics, anybody in activities.
But as he's ever so quick to point out,
one justice switched. Justice Ginsburg went from the majority to the minority, so now it's 5-4, so it's even closer. So clearly, this is an issue that's divided.
Of course, Lanehart is divided as well. But when it all comes down to it, he says, what it's really about is doing what's best for Juneau's kids.
We can't just sit idly by making our little speeches, showing our little films, signing our little contracts, and put our heads in the sand and the kids will stop doing this. If we do institute drug testing, it'll be controversial. And by some, it'll be seen as a panacea. But we got to try. We got to try something.
In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.